adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Lee, Jamie, and Ian are all here tonight from Lost Prophets.
Yay!
Hello.
Hey. Nice to see you guys.
Thanks for having us. Thank you. Thank you.
The guys played the mother station here. K-Rock had a big Super Bowl party, and the guys were the halftime entertainment, but I had to explain to them it wasn't actually the Super Bowl. Now I feel...
Yeah, we feel a bit deflated.
I feel
that.
Bad.
You know. Yeah.
But, I the guys were telling me, well, you know, the band's from England, so they give rats ass Wales. Sorry. Is that England?
Next island? Next door. No, that's not the island.
Island is the island.
Okay, here's the point. You're not from here. You don't care about the Super Bowl. And in a way, I envy that. I really do. Because, first off, I'm depressed now. Football season is over. Yes. You guys have your sport, whatever.
Does the fact there's a particularly exciting game let you down further? Are you extra depressed?
I don't know other than... There's whenever something is highly anticipated, there's always a strong letdown, even if it's losing your virginity. The next day, it's sort of, wow, that's it? That was all?
Yeah. So it was good. It was good, though.
Couldn't get a boner. That was it? Yes.
Why is it called football?
Yeah, why is it called football?
They use their hands, like, all the time.
Mm. Yeah, they do. I don't know. Did they rip that off from Europe?
I don't know. No idea.
I mean, what... Because
I think they used to kick the pig's bladder around first.
Yeah,
then they started picking it up.
But I mean, okay, so you know, we call soccer football. Yeah. But in Europe, soccer football.
What does soccer mean?
And I don't know why we gave it. Well, we gave it that name for clarity
because we have football already.
Yeah,
I don't know what soccer means.
It would get confusing. Yeah. It would get confusing.
Because they wear nice socks.
Because it'd be like some guy from New England going, yeah, I'm going to go watch a football game, and his friend would start beating him up, and then halfway into it, he'd realize he's not talking about soccer. Right. You see, so we had to get the clarification. But in England, football was soccer. No, soccer was football for many years before our football came around, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
I mean, you guys, it's been going on for a few hundred years, probably, right?
Yeah. Way back.
There was
way
some version of it that the Aztecs did, I guess, too. So it's an old game.
Yeah, but when... a big rock around.
When did it... We'll get into Lost Prophets in a second.
I want to talk about the Super Bowl.
We got that, too. But I know... Well, here's what I'm saying.
Man.
We know football here sort of turned, you know, the turn of the century, you know?
Right.
Teens, turn of the century. It's been around 100 years, maybe a little bit less. But what about football in England? Has it been 300 years? I mean, football. Has it been 200 years? Has it been 125 years?
I don't know.
Do you know?
I don't know.
I mean, there are cups that go back hundreds of years?
Yeah. Probably.
Okay. All right, so we ripped their name off.
Yeah, that's all.
Because we call it American football.
Speaking of ripping off,
you didn't
have any feelings about the Janet Jackson thing, which every other talk show in America is discussing.
I led an expedition. I didn't see the halftime show. I was out of... Jimmy had a Super Bowl party.
Did he freak out?
I don't know. It was so crowded and everyone was drunk. I didn't say I was out of the house during that period. What happened, Drew?
At the end of the song about basically undressing Janet Jackson, he did, in fact, undress her.
Who's he?
Justin Timberlake.
Uh-huh.
And clearly, I mean, it was clearly a volitional thing.
Volitional means that he did it on purpose.
On purpose. It wasn't like something misfired because there's nothing on earth that could have misfired.
And what did you see? Did you see full boob?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Nipple?
Yes. Oh, yes. With like a clamp on it or something like that. And it was an SM song. But here's what people don't understand is that who cares about the boob and all, but it was... It's
boob!
He said boob.
Hey, did you hear that one? He said boob.
I can't use the T word.
Yeah.
And the reason I can't use the T word is this is a public broadcast medium we use. We use public airways just the way networks use. What? And so they're under a totally different set of rules than, say, MTV, which is cable.
Right.
And because they violated FCC, at a particular time when they're starting to crack down, there was $1 million fines issued last week for some radio violations.
Yeah. All right, so who's going to get into trouble?
I think MTV and CBS and NFL are going to be big. Trouble.
Good.
Big trouble.
I like it when other people get into trouble. It's always nice when people get into trouble and you have really nothing to do.
You can laugh at them.
All you can do is sit back and comment. Like, it's good when you see a nice car accident. You're like, wow, look at that. No one's hurt, huh? Oh, but that's going to cost something. Yeah.
Mercedes.
That was a nice car. Ooh, it's nice too. Yeah. It's like, you
sucks
know, it's
for
nice.
You.
And you go, still got the dealer plate on it. Wow, that's kind of smart.
The other thing that's smart for me is that why no one's discussing that shanked kickoff that robbed me of my overtime game.
Yeah, well, see, there's the foot. Yeah. There was the foot in play. The guy kicked it out of
bounds. Nobody discussed it.
Well, we're doing it now, aren't we, Drew?
I mean, that's the reason there was not extra
innings. No one knows football like Abner Doubleday here. But you get the feeling the Pats would have found a way to win anyway.
Mm.
All right, let me just say this. Then we got to get to the lost profits here. The kicker was kicking the ball consistently down to the 7 or 8 yard line. Shush up. The Pats were returning it to the 31, 32, 33. So the shanked ball out of bounds only netted them about 8 or 9 yards, really, and didn't take any time off the clock. I get the feeling he was trying to put his foot into it and shanked it.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Right. Football. You see, fellas?
Not very good, then. If he shanked it, he can't be that good at football, can he?
Shank? Oh, that must mean like...
Is that a golf term?
That's like sodomized or something.
Yes. Yeah. In Welsh, yes.
Yeah.
The whack.
Shank, does that mean it's sex and, to you people?
No.
No, that's shag, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. All right. We're going to hear something from the Lost Prophets, by the way. Actually, more than one thing from the Lost Prophets, Starting Something, which is the name of the CD, which is coming out Tuesday. That is this Tuesday in just a couple of days. Also, the band's going out with Uba Stank, who are nice guys. You guys know those guys?
Yeah.
Good friends.
Yeah, they're good, right?
Yeah. They're all right.
Been on the show a handful of times. Well, here's our policy. We like whoever you're going out with as much as you. If you love them, we love them. If you're lukewarm on them, that's how we are.
You know, a few stories about Uba Stank.
Then we love them.
We love them.
They're going out on the MTV Campus Invasion Tour, which is coming up in April. All right, so we'll take some phone calls. We'll hear something off Lost Prophets, and it's all good. All right. Nikki?
18, Nikki?
Oh, Nikki.
Come on.
That's how we do things here in the United States, fellas.
This is how we do it.
Amanda?
Yeah.
You're 15?
Yes.
What's up?
Gamble.
David?
Well, first of all, Adam, I love you. I used to have a big crush on you.
Right. What happened?
I don't know. You're not on the man show anymore.
Oh, baby doll. Breaking my heart. All right, keep going.
Okay, well, I've been like, I don't know if you call it like hooking up or like kind of exchanging like a booty call type of thing with a lot of like older guys.
Mm-hmm.
And they've offered to be like serious, but I just like can't stay put.
How old are these guys?
Like between like 18 and 20.
Mm-hmm.
And so, do you want to bet on this or just get it out?
I've been gambling. By the way, all I've been doing is gambling.
Did you lose?
No, I actually. Now we got to talk about gambling for a second. I took the Panthers and the points.
Okay.
So I won some money there, and then and I'm normally cursed, fellas. You don't know this about me, but I'm cursed. You know what I mean? I have like a cloud. It follows me over my head. Right. Yeah, I'm really my whole family cursed and snake bitten, horrible. But so I don't gamble too much. But I showed up at Jimmy at a Super Bowl party, and they're doing one of those things where they have the grids and the boxes, and you put your initials in a couple of boxes. And I forgot my wallet, and the guy was like, "Hey, you want to get in on this?" And I said, "Nah, I don't want to get in on it." And then he said, "Yeah, get in on it." I said, "I don't even have my wallet." And he said, "All right," and he moved on. And like 10 minutes later, Jimmy came up and said, "We need more people in these boxes." I said, I don't have my wallet. He goes, "Here's $100. Now put your name in there 5 times. So I did it. At the end of the first half, I won $400 cash.
Wow.
And then at the end of the third quarter, I won $400 cash.
Whoa, something bad's going to happen to you.
Yeah, everyone was pissed, too.
Scares me.
Pissed, because I make the most money out of anyone in there.
Wow.
It's nothing better when a guy makes more money than you, just wins. It's fantastic for me, at least. But it makes the crowd angry. Especially
it's fantastic because they don't care about that. It's good,
yeah.
Amanda, what has happened to you?
I'm literally a millionaire.
Literally.
So, I mean, the $400 is...
speaking of millionaire, you missed Dag. He was great.
Oh, David Alan Greer,
in fact, we invented it. He and I are going to go out and pitch a new TV show, The Doctor and His Two Black Friends.
Is he one of the two black
friends? He's one of the two black friends. Aisha Tyler. Aisha could be that one, too.
Amanda?
Amanda, what happened to you that led you to believe that... you should be treated like this. You want to tell us?
I don't know. Well, my father left me and my fraternal twin when we were like 2 years old, and he ran away to Arizona with a druggie.
Well, was mom a druggie too?
No, my mom is like perfect.
So what went wrong? And then what happened next? That's not the whole story. There's still some missing pieces here.
Why?
Were you raped at a certain point?
No, never.
But what are you doing? Are you having sex with these guys?
Not all of them. Yeah. Only really one.
Only one?
How old is he?
18.
Okay.
All right. So she doesn't sound out of control. She sounds like a 15-year-old.
Well, she said she was having booty call with multiple guys between 18 and 25.
Well, that's, you know, she paints a vivid picture. She uses a
hyperbole.
Little bit, what's called an artistic license. It's good for the radio. All right, well, just stop it then. Or just find a nice 15-year-old guy. I mean, you love your mom.
It's good advice.
It's good, right?
Yeah. Yeah, sound advice.
I don't have to go to college. No. I just want to knock it off. No, I mean, you revere your mother.
She's pissed at mom.
Why don't you respect? You mad at mom? Are you mad at mom, Amanda? The phone keeps going in and out, Truth.
There she is. There she is. Nobody except us hears it going in and out. You understand?
We'll pretend to be here.
No.
Amanda? All right, are you mad at your mom?
Right now I'm kind of in a lot of trouble. I just got kicked out of a school, and my mom's, like, not really happy with me. She's really strict with me right now. And my twin goes and does whatever she wants. And
Yeah. And why is that? Why is that everybody thinks their brother or sister is living the life of Riley, and they're living... like a Pepillon and some tank somewhere down in the basement. How does that work? Yeah. Like, look, if you're a parent, aren't you just the same parent? Like, if you're a crappy parent, aren't you just crappy to both your kids?
Absolutely.
You know, anyone who's a great, loving, nurturing, generous parent, then a horrible, abusive parent.
Well,
to
Cinderella's
the other
stepmom.
Cinderella.
But listen, the fact is this is all the function of a character problem where people won't take any responsibility for what happens to them. She can't see that what she's doing and what Amanda's doing is causing mom to create consequences appropriately for her behavior.
All right. Just listen to your mom. I don't know. Do you guys, you don't have any kids, do you?
No.
Yeah, don't.
Definitely not.
How dare you?
Don't do
that. How dare you?
Well, you never know.
Never.
You seem
what the
young,
deuce?
But
the Dickens.
You never know. Things happen, you know? Condoms break. Dan?
Yeah.
Condoms.
Condoms.
Blokes forget to pull out. Dan?
Yeah.
You're 16.
What's the proper, the popular condom in Wales?
Large.
Is it Trojan condom or they have international brand?
Durex.
That's
the lead-in one.
Yeah. I just thought they just deep fried the wanker and get a nice coating of breading around it before they use it.
Put a little vinegar on there and then
squeeze a lemon, a little sea salt. That would work, wouldn't it? Just wrap it in newspaper, run home with it.
The vinegar's good though.
Yeah. Let me tell you guys something about your fish and chips.
Go on in.
I love it, but I realize. There's certain things I really enjoy, but I probably eat once every 3 or 4 years.
Fish and chips.
Yeah. Same thing. I'll tell you the other thing. You may not be on board with this. Egg salad sandwich. Enjoy an egg salad. Come on, Drew. Here's what I'm saying.
More than once.
Here's what I'm saying. You eat 1,500 turkey sandwiches a year.
Right.
You don't really enjoy any of them that much.
Yeah.
You eat 3 egg salads a year that you really like.
Yeah.
But now, why not?
If you had 8, you'd be vomiting.
If it was a contest, but I mean, why not sprinkle in some egg salad instead of the goddamn turkey?
You ever made
every
egg salad?
Other day? Yeah, I have.
It's impossible, right?
Well, you go to a deli, you don't order, and no one orders an egg. You don't go out to eat and order an egg salad sandwich.
Huge range of quality of egg salad too. Some are just like solid mayonnaise. Some are
all
solid.
All right.
Turkey sandwich is turkey
sandwich. There's the potential for trouble with egg salad, but I'm just saying. For a sandwich that is liked as much as it's liked,
we don't eat enough,
it's rarely eaten. And I would say that about fish and chips as well.
Mm. We should eat more of it.
Everyone loves fish and chips. Never met a person that had a problem with fish and chips, but they can't remember the last time they ever ordered it.
It's also, and this country, it's hard to find a place to make it well.
Yeah.
There's a place in Pasadena that makes it well.
So. Oh, really?
Mm.
Right. After the show, fellas.
That's where we're going.
All right.
Tea and crumpets.
Cotton chips, please, love.
Let's talk to Dan, who's 16. Dan?
Yeah, hey, what's up?
What's up?
Whenever my girlfriend gives me a hand job, you can press a little thing that's like below your balls, and it doesn't let you go.
Is that the off button or?
Yeah. No, it's a button. It's, you know, when the garbage disposal overheats, there's a reset button. That's
Jamie's mother does that to me.
And I was wondering where it went.
It goes into your bladder.
It does? Is that bad?
Well, it's not the healthiest thing you can do. And it's, you know, when things need to come out of your body, they're wanting to come out.
Yeah.
Things you do to keep them in can cause inflammation, can cause dysfunction of some of the muscles sometimes. It's not something that a lot of guys do this, and it's not as though we see a rash or an epidemic of problems with prostate or urethral function as a result.
My dad, I guess he didn't want me to do this. He would tell me every time I did that, an angel died.
And you ring a bell. Go, yeah, we got their wings.
Yeah. Now I think, you know, looking back on it, I think he was probably lying. Probably. Although he may believe it's what I'm saying. Yeah, so that can't be good.
But it's not overwhelmingly bad.
But when stuff's supposed to come out, it's supposed to come out. We talked about this. You know, like people who sneeze and then they pinch their nose off at the last second. You know, your ears pop. And yeah, whether it's urine or whatever it is. Although number two, you can sit on for a while, pardon the pun. I mean, that can stay with you. You can forget about it. You know that the number two, you know, the bowel movement, you can be like, oh, man, I got to take a dump. And then, like, 4 hours later, someone can go, hey, did you ever take that ass? And you go, oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot.
You know what that is?
Take a dump. Yeah.
Something called mass movements. Every once in a while, the colon, the rectum will squeeze a bunch down into the ampulla. And that feels like, now it's time.
Yeah.
And then you hold it there, and it's like kind of goes away.
More, better than that.
For the next mass movement.
Enjoy it. It's like, hey, it feels nice.
So when you do it, it's a lot bigger.
It's like a train crash in the station.
But why can't I get that with the urine? The urine doesn't work that
bladder,
way.
It's a bladder. Different function completely.
You're saying it's different?
Why do I feel like I had a big, long poo discussion with you? Did we have one last week?
We try to dedicate the first 20 minutes of each Sunday night to poo discussion. I don't know. But I'm glad I got an answer for that because it has happened on
mass
occasion.
Mass movements.
Mass movements. That'd be a good name for a side project.
Yeah. I was just thinking that.
It's broken off from Lost Profits to
like
work with Mass
Movement.
Yeah. Get it out.
It's
the name of the album.
Marie?
Yeah?
You're 15?
Uh-huh.
What's up?
Yeah. How should I groom myself before, if a guy were to go down on me? What's the best way to groom myself?
You're 15.
Yeah.
Is this just sort of a theoretical thought process you're having, or is?
I haven't had sex yet, but I do other stuff with guys. But
with the same guy?
No.
I just a cacophony of men.
Smorgasbord. No, not like an extreme amount, but.
All right. But you want to know what guys would look forward to down there.
Yeah.
Well, let's ask the band.
Fish and chips.
Yeah.
First, shouldn't she calm down a bit? And
yeah. Well, I don't know.
15.
It's a little young.
Little young?
Well, on the other hand,
how dare you?
Why traumatize the 14-year-old that's going down there? You know what I mean? It's a big bunch of hair.
Well, let's say
what about him?
We'll say, let's
young
say
too.
We agree to answer your question.
You could never be right again.
Provided you wait a couple years before you put it in use.
You could get lost.
So go ahead.
Yeah.
Answer.
Well, hold off on the mass movement, right?
Hold off on that. What were we discussing
that's
last
number
week?
Number one.
So...
Okay, here, I'm just going to, you know, I'm going to speak from the heart here, fellas. I like a little something down there, but not too much so that it becomes a distraction. Right? I mean, are you guys with me? They're completely bald? Or to me, it always feels a little weird, the bald thing.
I don't mind the bald thing.
Uh-oh.
Noted. Noted. Yeah.
I don't mind it. I'm not going to say, no, I'm sorry. We got to stop.
call security.
Get him out of here. I'll take it anyway it comes.
Oh, my God.
But if you have your druthers,
but there's varying degrees of neat.
Yeah, but as long as they're all neat, then it's neat.
Yeah.
There as long
go.
As it's not a like mess, that's completely unkept.
Yeah.
There are cosmetology interventions. They'll help you with this, Maria. They're, you know,
they have
waxes and things.
Shorn.
Specific design for this. Speaking of distractions, did you like any of the commercials at the Super Bowl?
Oh, true. I was talking about vaginal hair.
15-year-old.
I can't. You shouldn't even know you have a vagina before 18, should you, Drew?
No.
Like you should look down and just see nothing. right?
Yeah.
All right.
Clouds.
I didn't see any of the commercials either.
Really?
Wow. I was drinking. I got to be honest with you.
I was moving
around a lot.
I said walking
around. I was on the move, Drew.
It's bad times.
And the commercials didn't seem particularly impressive.
There's
to me.
One good with a horse lighting a fart. Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Good.
Did you see that one?
I heard about it. I was just standing there with a whole bunch of comedy guys who were like, we can't have a boner going through sweatpants at midnight on Comedy Central, but they get to show a donkey lighting a fart. You know, comics always get outraged by who gets to do more stuff than them and when they get to do it and where they get to do it. But, yeah, you'd think between the Janet Jackson boob and the horse lighting the fart or the horse fart, that's a lot for the kiddies.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear a song. Can
Great.
We do that? Anderson? Yeah, we're going to hear a song.
We're supposed to break at 10:20. That's all, bro.
That's all right. Play a song.
All right, whatever.
Do a big deal. Band's right here. You know, they're giving me the stink eye.
I saw them.
That's six.
Well, do you want to come out of the next break?
I was there. No. I saw them today. They were very good.
Oh, you went to the show?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And you enjoyed the Lost Prophets?
I enjoyed, but now I'm a little upset because I missed the boob, but everything else is good. I enjoyed
it. I'm upset about missing the boob.
You saw
too.
Six boobs on stage.
If we knew, we could have, like, you would have played and watched the boob at the same time. Would have been great.
Yeah, that
would have
been good. I could have given you my moob. Just ask.
Catch it on SportsCenter tonight. All right, we ready? Yeah? Ready to rock?
What did Drew say about playing it when we come back?
Drew didn't say anything about that. I'll play it now. Let's hear a song.
Go.
Let's go. All right, anyway, this is Last Train Home.
Not enough. And we say, sing without a reason.
Lost Prophets. They're in studio tonight. Start Something. Name and CD. Going to be out on it. Drew, stop climbing. We're out Tuesday, this Tuesday. Band's all here. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll speak to...
Let's talk to Amber.
JJ?
Number six, five. Yeah.
Amber five. Wants to puke after sex. Penis goes in too deep. Wants to know if that's normal. Has that baby voice. Always got to look out for that.
Ouch.
That and more discussion of Super Bowl commercials with Dr. Drew after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Lee, Jamie, and Ian all here.
Hey, now.
Lost Prophets. And Rob Schneider's going to be in here tomorrow night. Aisha Tyler after that. Jeff Probst from Survivor, who I saw tonight.
I actually watched tonight's episode.
On the TV.
That's, yeah.
And Story of the Year. All right.
Our buddy Jerry was on again.
Yeah. Jerry Manthey from, I don't know, Survivor 2 or something. You guys watch Survivor?
No.
What do you watch? You watch anything?
I haven't watched TV for a while.
That's good.
Why?
What is the TV?
People think you're smart when you say that. That's good.
No, it's true.
I read.
That's good. You know what the ultimate, you know, like the ultimate guy is, I don't even have a TV.
Right. Yeah.
I like that guy.
That's the new age guy, you know. Yeah. I don't own a TV.
I read postmodernism.
Yeah. I'm always, I always feel like a colossal a-hole when they say, yeah, I don't have one. Because I think they start saying that to me because if they say they don't watch it, I want to know if I can have their TV.
Right.
So they start saying, the follow-up is, hey, can I have your TV? I say that to the people who stopped doing drugs, too.
Yeah.
You're off the weed? Seriously?
Cool.
For good, right? Okay, cool. What do you got?
They give you the TVs.
Can I scrape your bong and have your TV, please? If you're done.
Please.
Amber?
Yeah.
Oh, babe, sorry to bother you.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Well, what's up with, like, me after I have sex? Well, sometimes, mainly after I want to puke. Am I sick with the person I'm having sex with, or is it some kind of, like,
cat.
Muscle.
You got a cat in heat back there?
Well, we're both in heat. We're in heat.
You and the cat.
And the cat. Yeah, I'm really hot.
Kitten love.
Hello.
What do you mean you're really hot?
I'm hot. You know, like hot.
Cool. Oh, I see. No. Hold on. We'll do a little love line reenactment.
So, you're hot.
God.
You're hot.
So you want to do a love line reenactment?
You're Amber, right? So you started with you're hot.
Oh, you're hot. Yeah,
you're hot.
Yeah.
I'm hot.
What just happened?
Do the reenactment.
She said something.
I said, "What do you mean you're hot?
Help!
What do you mean you're hot?
All right, because you
started with you're hot. She said,
yeah. You said
I'm hot. You know. He said, what do you mean? You know. What do you mean you're hot?
Oh, I didn't know how far back we're going.
Okay,
back
I didn't either. I didn't read your mind. I couldn't read your mind.
I couldn't.
I started with reenactment. I started with you're hot.
You're hot. Yeah, I'm hot. Then you stopped after I said it.
After you looked at me like, how dare you? How dare you start with?
Then I said, okay, yeah, I'm hot. All right, you don't want to do it?
No.
And we always do the last exchange.
There were four exchange.
It was fine until the part where I said, what do you mean you're hot? All right.
What do you mean you're hot?
Okay, let's try it again.
I'm hot.
Hold on. Let's
that felt good, by the way.
Let's shake the Etch-A-Sketch. Go ahead.
What do you mean you're hot?
All right. No, you're right. I'll start.
Where'd you go?
Should I put it on hold? I'm hot.
What do you mean you're hot?
You know, hot. Like, hot.
Like you're hot? What do you mean?
I'm hot.
Well, you said we're in heat.
We're in heat.
We're in heat.
I'm hot. Yeah, it's still not. Now she's calling from Arizona, yeah, which is really confusing.
Yeah.
Are you sweating hot?
You know what I mean?
Still, it's unclear because when sexy chicks say like I'm gassy, it sounds like really she's coming on to me. She told me she was breaking wind. I'm gassy. Yeah, Amber.
Hey.
Yeah.
It's hard to bother you. Sorry.
Yeah.
What?
Now you say you're hot.
Oh, well, so...
What do you mean, hot?
I feel just, like, my inside, like, burning, like, in my chest, in my body. I can feel it. It's hot. Almost right. Feel like I'm having hot flashes.
I see. But is it Is it warm and
feet,
it's not
febrile,
warm
and, or is it hot in the environment you're sitting in?
No.
It could be.
Oh, that's a stra- that,
well, yeah, now,
yeah,
now we know.
It could so be.
That makes it very clear.
I have the heat on.
You do. All right.
Are you been drinking or are you intoxicated?
No.
All right.
Should I be drinking? That's not cool.
Right. All right, so you're a hot chick who's angry at her dad.
Yeah.
That's what I get. It. Yeah, where's your dad? You're angry at men. What happened?
Hmm.
Where's dad?
Fighting police brutality.
Put the cat on. It's actually...
We might get more information.
We get a little more out of cat.
We might get more from...
Is the cat hot?
No, bring the cat in.
Oh,
bring
my God.
Bring the cat in, please. It'd be easier to communicate
it's
with
like
her.
A David Lynch movie.
Your dad is fighting police brutality?
Yeah, well, he goes out
from
there
prison.
With his camera. We placed it on TV, different things like that.
I see.
As you do.
I see.
Once the police are out there, he tries to get the caption of it.
Oh, so... Now,
what
your dad
doing, what they've done, like when I was when I was just newborn, the police jumped my dad.
Right.
They beat him up, and I have it on DVD.
No, it happened.
Beating the.
I remember my parents were trying to get me home from the hospital, and
the police just jumped the parents.
Yeah, they do that.
My mom was in the car. I was in the swaddling clothes, and she was coming out. She was in a wheelchair. Yeah. Actually, they're pushing her out, and cops just flew out from the bush. They're beating the ass out of my mom.
Of course, and
you're dead.
To do it.
They do that.
Keep them in check.
Yeah. Never mind, in Amber's case.
One of them, as they're beating her, the only thing that stopped them is one of the guy's partner said. Someone else is coming out of the hospital.
Quick, get him!
So one last kick to the midsection, and they're off to the next. And they had twins, so they got the beating of a life.
I'm just imagining that Amber's dad is one of those guys out beating the neighbor's mailbox. You know?
Yeah,
just to toughen the little kids up to violence.
Yeah, it's a tough world. It's a cool world.
Yeah.
Amber.
Yeah.
What does your dad do for money?
He braids hair, sells videos.
Braids hair?
Braids hair. Everyone just close your eyes and picture dad with a video camera in one hand and a hair extension in the other, All right. Do you love your dad?
Roller skates, he dances,
Roller skating.
Where's your mom?
Hold on. I'm picturing a guy with the nothing worse than the old guy with the dangly earring.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't mind if a guy in his 50s has the stud, but the dangly earring.
Good.
Picture him some, leg warmers.
Maybe thinking shaved head with a little ponytail.
Little ponytail, nice. Dangly earring, and a pair of running shorts with the old school 70s skates and one nut hanging out the whole time. Just one of these guys with the perpetual nut hanging out.
You've ever fought?
Oh, well. What's that?
All right, so
Amber had a question about deep penetration, feeling nauseated, and that can be a sign that she has infection, endometriosis, or ovarian cyst, and it is actually something that she needs to get checked out. It's not something to screw around.
No kids.
I didn't want to know. And also she had said maybe she is sick if she vomits out of disgust for the guy she was with, and if you're having sex with people that you are feeling that way about, that speaks volumes about your choices and your sort of mental health right now. So pay attention.
Yeah.
Be sick
so in either
them.
Case, you need to be evaluated. So there you go.
But what is it, Amber?
Mm.
You and your dad, you stay in Arizona, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I live. Yeah.
Okay. Can we talk to the cat, please?
All right.
See, what does the cat do for money?
Let me tell you my problem with cat is currently trying to commit suicide by stuffing its head in a miniature Easy Bake Oven. Imagine a cat. I always feel sorry for the animals. Like, once in a while, you'll see, a nice-looking dog, and then you see the hobo guy dragging him behind the cart, and you think, you want to tell the dog, hey, poor guy, you got hobo guy. Because you just spin the wheel as a pet. Like, you could get Anna Nicole. You could get, was there Anna Cole Smith?
Yeah.
You could get her. Like, you, everything's velvet. You're sitting on a big set of boobs all the time. You're getting fed chocolates, Or you get homeless guy, where you're just basically dragging a shopping cart all over East L.A. But I do feel sorry for the pets or the crazy people. But this is why I don't like Southwest Airlines.
Because you sit next to Amber?
Well, because she's calling from Arizona.
Oh.
And it used to be these people had to stay in Arizona because they couldn't get together enough nickels to come out to Los Angeles and bug me. But now that you can fly from Arizona to Burbank for $11, I got a sit sandwich between these two nut jobs on the plane.
It'd be Amber and her dad.
Yeah,
or her dad,
saying.
Either way. Yeah.
All the nut dads are going to come flooding from Arizona before
long.
That's already happened.
Oh, it's horrible. Horrible. I want quick call.
Janet, real quick, it's a fast one.
Wait a minute.
That's a fast one.
Oh, Drew, it's a compliment for Drew. Janet.
How dare you?
Hello?
Janet, what's up?
Hi, I just want to congratulate Drew on a really great book that I'm reading, Cracked.
Thank you very much, Janet.
Uh-huh. It's really good. It's really inspired me to, like, make wiser choices and listening to you guys for, like, the last 8 years or so. On the airline.
See, I took the book to get her across.
Thank you.
Oh.
Thanks, Janet.
The radio shouldn't work.
Yeah.
Huh? What's that?
Oh, I miss seeing you, Adam, on the Man Show. I think you're really cute.
Oh, thanks, baby. I'll see. Finally, smart caller.
I thought you were going to make better choices. Keep reading that book, okay?
I'm sorry?
Yeah.
Thanks, Janet.
Read that book.
Yeah, I am. Bye.
All right. Lost Prophets here tonight.
Yay.
All right. Okay.
All right.
We're going to take a quick break.
All right.
And we'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Lost Prophets here. Lee, Jamie, and Ian. The Lance couldn't have picked a worse night to come because Drew and I are just brimming with football. American football.
Yeah. We have no understanding.
What?
And we're just talking about screenplays and draws like you guys be talking about dribbling and dribbling.
Penalty shot.
Yeah, it's only two, I know. I like the idea, though. My favorite thing about the soccer is when they protect the nuts on the kick. I mean, that's a realistic group there. The hands, it's really the only sport where guys stand there and they put their hands over their nads and they turn their head. It's almost like they're being checked for a hernia.
It's a hernia, yeah.
That's probably where it began, the head turning part.
Sure, of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just
like that there's a part of the game where at a certain point someone says, look, hold still. You may want to cover your nuts. Stop. Just stand here. Yeah. If you don't want to. And by the way, can't they just... They could turn around. I guess they wouldn't see as much if they turned around. But
yeah.
here'd be my thing. You two guys face the ball and cover your nuts. I'll have my back. Now, if the thing's coming at my head, you tell me and I'll jump up or I'll turn around when it's in the air. But this is better. Better it should hit me in the ass than in the nuts.
They,
yeah?
they jump and turn. Or some do.
Oh, do they? Do they do the back turn?
Yeah, yeah.
As much as
they think they're hard, that they can stand there and take it. You watch them in slow mo. You just watch them turn.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, they
I
keep
see.
Their hands on their things, though.
Well, that's just an excuse.
Jamie likes to watch them in slow mo.
if someone told Adam he could grab his nuts, his junk,
you
never let go.
No, I do. I do enjoy that. When is that World Cup coming out here? By the way, didn't we have it in Pasadena not too long ago?
It was like 100 years ago.
8 years ago. Yeah. All right. Should come back. We should host that.
Yeah.
One day.
It's nice, yeah. Veronica?
Hi.
You're 24?
Hi.
Actually, I'll be 25 next month, so it doesn't really matter, I guess. But, yes, I have a question.
What's the date of your birthday?
March 17th.
March 79th.
79? 79.
So not next month, like February, but... We're going into March,
Six weeks away.
A tenth of a year,
basically, away.
79.
Yeah, so you'd be 24 now, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can start saying almost 25 the week before your birthday, okay?
Or the day before.
Yeah, we're not in the month it's the first of the month that's not your birthday month.
What do you tell your employer when you're...
All right, leave her alone, Drew. But really, we have the world's dumbest callers.
I'm just wondering how she deals with, like, the Christmas holiday and stuff.
It's just, I think it's fun. It's going to be funny when Veronica's 43 and she's telling everyone she's 40.
Yeah.
See, right now she's pushing ahead.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Believe me, there will come a time...
She's pulling it back.
Where you're pulling it in. Go ahead, Veronica.
Okay, I have a question. Just recently, I found out on Monday, this past Monday, that I've known for a while that I was pregnant. I found out that I had an ectopic pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
And on Friday, I had to go back to my OBGYN for an induced AB. And, well, I'm...
Was that an abortion?
Yeah, it wasn't really a topic then, right? It was maybe corneal or something?
Corneal?
Well, the baby was stuck in the fallopian tubes. They went ahead and did... It only took, like, a few minutes.
Well, hold on. What's the difference between an ectopic?
No, not corneal. Corneal. It's the corners of the uterus.
The guy went back door.
So, yeah, that's exactly.
Corneal is when the guy finishes.
In the eye.
In the eye.
I see.
And then the corneal.
No.
One
cornhole? I didn't say cornhole.
That's how I...
Give me the anatomy book.
I'm pretty sure my sister Chris, was that way.
Anatomy book. She was a cornhole
baby. Yeah, that's why we have to, you know, I float her a few bucks every once in a while.
But listen, with ectopic, you have to have a surgery for ectopic, or they have to...
No, I don't want to see the book. I don't want to see the book, Drew.
My OBGYN said that it was under the, since it wasn't over over the 12 weeks, it was still in the embryonic stage.
I see. They can just kill it and send it out. Okay.
True. So, they kill it.
Well, they have, it's dead anyway.
Terminated.
You know, yeah. It's just, the guy that I'm with right now, we're together now, and we were together, and we have a really good relationship, but he still can't let go of his past, so it was kind of hard during the pregnancy.
These are the corneas up here. See these, like little smiley face here?
Yeah.
Way up in there. It should be down in here.
True, explain. Come on.
I'm looking at a uterus. How do you describe it? The top of the uterus sort of connects with the fallopian tube. There's a small little...
There's like a cul-de-sac at the top of that. Yeah, why put that Handle in there? Bars. That's just trouble. And how come this side doesn't have one?
It does.
Where is it?
What do you mean? Here.
Well, but it goes all the way through.
Well, this one does too. They closed off the tube here. They're just showing the outside of the tube.
Oh, yeah. I didn't see the drawing part right. Yeah. All right, so, wait a minute. Isn't this where you want to go?
No.
Where do you want to go?
You want to go in the main part here.
Oh, this right here?
Main chamber.
So, but the ectopic pregnancy is in the tube, right?
Right, but I was suspecting that maybe it's up here, which is nearly in the tube.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, the point is the guy you're with is acting what way?
I didn't think he was going to react to it that hard, and we're both having a really hard time dealing with this, and I feel I let him down.
I don't know what it is,
but I really feel like I let him down.
Is he acting like you let him down?
No, he's so supportive. He is.
Oh, all right.
He's a very supportive guy. And
how could you let him down?
I don't know. I don't know what it is. I feel like if God's going to punish me or if I'm being punished for something that I did.
All right. Well, here's the deal.
Forget about you. What about the kid? I mean, God must have it in for the kid, if you think about it.
I already have the victim here in the toilet, right?
Or you have a little boy.
I already have a 3.5-year-old son. And
this is why she's pushing up to 25, see?
Oh, I see. All right. Yeah.
Veronica, here's the deal. What percentage of pregnancies do you suspect end unsuccessfully, just naturally?
I would say about 15%.
No, it's about 50%.
No.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
Not this way.
But most pregnancies.
I'm perfectly healthy. I mean, I don't have diabetes.
Veronica?
But God's punishing you.
Yeah, God must punish 50% of women then, right? Because about half of all pregnancies end in the first trimester.
Hold on, Drew. Hey, don't confuse her with the deity math.
Yeah.
No, I know what he's saying.
He's got bigger fish to fry than your ectopic pregnancy.
Yeah, pregnancies end in the first trimester for many, many, many reasons, and they are meant not to happen. That is God's way of not letting
things. Yeah.
But here's the deal.
He could have been a killer.
The feelings you're having.
How can we both deal with this?
I'm talking to you right now. I'm more concerned with that. And part of what you're feeling is due to the biological changes you go through. When you go from pregnant to non-pregnant, there is an intense letdown that you feel.
Right.
And you're sort of trying to rationalize that letdown that you're feeling into guilt and worthlessness and all this stuff. No, look, you're just in a biological, you may be getting depression, and all that negativity may be part of the depression.
Yeah.
And it may
need
to be.
I mean, when they have miscarriages, they just miscarry.
No.
It was hard for me to know, like, okay, at a certain time after I got off of work, I had to go to the doctor to go get this, you know, to go.
Believe
it or not, Veronica, the reality is most women that either get an abortion or have a spontaneous abortion, like a miscarriage like this, feel a very severe letdown. It's just for some reason we don't talk about it in our culture. You're feeling something very, very normal, and if it keeps going or you start feeling like hurting yourself or you can't function, get it treated because postpartum depression can be quite severe.
That happened to me with my first baby.
Well, there you go. So you're predisposed to it, so it's time to get it treated.
Yeah. God's got his hands full punishing South Carolina.
Yeah. They brought us John Edwards. What?
I meant the Panthers.
Oh, I see.
North Carolina?
North Carolina.
Yeah, North Carolina. That's
I think. Right. Well, Charles?
Carolina.
Carolina.
They're just from
both
Carolina. They got both of them. God is punishing
Carolinas. The Carolinas, yes.
That's right. He doesn't care about the kids. And by the way, he's moved on. That whole, like, kids of the future thing, God stopped buying that a long time ago. He's focusing on adults and teens now.
I got to focus on peeing. Let's go.
All right, let's pee. Lost Prophets here.
Yay.
We're gonna, you guys can focus on us peeing if you like.
Yeah,
pee yourself.
Love to.
Be fantastic. We'll be back after this. Hey, everybody. Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Lost Prophets in studio tonight.
Hey.
Lee, Jamie, and Ian all here from the band. We're going to hear something else off of Start Something, name of the new CD, which is out on Tuesday.
Very uplifting uplifting songs, like We Still Kill the Old Way. Is that you?
Yeah.
It's nice. Burn, Burn. We'll hear that one later.
Yeah. You know, it's a it's weird. There's a Deep Purple song called Burn. Just one, not Burn Burn. Just
right.
Burn.
Yeah, that was the follow up.
Yeah, it's a sequel.
It's a sequel. It's
twice as good.
Oh. I was just talking to somebody. I was drunk when I was in Houston, and I got in one of those conversations about the great drumming songs. And,
that was
the original
drum solo. Yeah,
great drum solo in Burn. Yes. We played for you, but it's about 7 minutes long, maybe eight. Back, you know, someone was saying, you know, people used to have longer attention spans. You'd play like 8 minute songs on the radio. I don't think we could do that anymore, right?
No,
because I mean, if you think about when Deep Purple's coming out, this crap, and I don't know, give me song
Led Zeppelin, even
Led Zeppelin's got some 5-6 minute songs, and there was songs like by the Outlaws, like Green Grass and High Tides and stuff like that, way back where. The songs were 5-6 minutes, maybe 7 minutes long. But I said to the guy, you used to go to a movie and see three features.
Right.
And they're all like 2 hours. Yeah. Now, you know, you sit there, you're about 45 minutes in the first one. You're
yeah.
Your ass starts itching. You're looking at your pager. It's like, what's going on? I got to move. Yep. Something's got to happen, right?
Absolutely.
All right. All right. How long is Burn Burn, by the way?
2 minutes 40.
Perfect. Yeah. That's considered extended play today.
You can play three times if you want. Yeah.
Burn, Burn, Burn is going to be a bit longer.
Yeah.
JJ?
Yes, hi.
You're 23?
I'm 23, and I just need a little advice.
All right.
I'm married, and my husband's 26, and we have three children together.
Wow.
And he lately has been going to his friend's house and not coming home. So
What kind of friend? What do you mean friend?
I don't know. Friends, I haven't met them. Friends from high school.
You haven't met them? And what do you mean not coming home?
Going to their house, saying he'd be home, and then not coming home till like 2 o'clock in the afternoon the next day.
Wow.
Two possibilities. There's really only two.
I don't think he's cheating on me. I mean, it can lead to that.
Well, that's the one, and the other is drug addiction.
And what about working on some sort of project, like an invention?
The skunk works. He goes to the skunk works at night.
Yeah, you don't know.
Or he has like ET in it somewhere.
He has to feed it.
What's he do for a living? Because this is going to sum it up. It'll
well,
be easy.
Kind of in transition. We have it.
Well, right now.
Oh, he's in transition. What is from
he,
from
we
what?
We have our own business. We have our own business, and he's getting into graphic arts. So
he's getting into graphic.
Why
arts.
Isn't he running your own business?
Why are we running our own business?
No, why isn't he busy running that? Why does he?
I don't know. You guys, basically, I'm asking, you know, I don't think it's appropriate. You know, I'm committed. I'm ready to settle down. And he told me, flat out said, I'm not changing for anyone. He doesn't want to feel like he's in a prison.
Wait, JJ, you are buying BS for some reason.
You're not willing to look at things very carefully.
We are not suggesting that you leave your husband. In fact, there are kids involved, and we insist that you stick it out.
Well, who has to
now,
leave? He's
already gone.
Left. Yeah, all but you got to do is stay home, and it's like leaving your husband.
Be that as it may, what is the business that he conducts? What is your business?
Oh, we have a janitorial business.
And who runs it now?
He does.
He runs it. Well, how does he run it if he's partying all the time?
I don't know. I don't know. You know,
okay.
He works.
You need to examine these things carefully. He's addicted to something. Yeah, this is drug addiction. That's what the story is.
Yeah, he smokes pot. Yeah, he does.
Well, right. There's more. There's more. This is probably cocaine runs.
That's what I've been asking, but I don't think so, you guys. I mean, I know it's not that.
JJ, quiet down. Shut up. Now listen to me. You got to tell him you got three kids, you got a business to run, and those urinal cakes are not going to throw themselves into the toilet. You understand? He has to get and start doing something. And you have to start laying down. Now, here's the thing about guys, except for Drew. Guys will do whatever they can do. I mean, they're sort of like pets. I mean, if the dog will sleep, will sit on the sofa while you sit on the floor and hump every leg of every guest that comes into the house, and then take a dump on your souffle. Actually, I had a dog that only crapped on souffle. We call him Soufi. And he only did it on souffles. He was that spoiled. The point is you got to yank the chain. You got to get him off the couch. You got to lay down the ground rules. The dog is ultimately happier, actually, when you do this. But JJ is not willing to do this
you're not willing to look at it. Because, JJ, this behavior is so far out of line that you should be taking very serious action here.
Well, so you agree with me that it's not right for him to be staying out all night?
JJ. Oh, no. That's not what we're saying at all.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. You misunderstood.
You just stay out permanently.
Drew was saying he should be coming back at 4 in the afternoon.
Yes, when I say it's so very far inappropriate, so very far out of line, what I mean is he ought to stay out later.
JJ, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, why can't you see this? Why can't you take action?
I can't see it, and I want to take action, but I don't want to split up my family. He listens to the show every night. He's listening right now, I'm sure.
If you don't take action, your family is doomed.
Okay.
The only person that can save this situation is you,
Drew.
And maybe you just start going to Al-Anon. Why don't you start going to Al-Anon meetings? Go to Al-Anon, get a sponsor, and you'll hear the stories like yours over and over and over and over again. And you'll start understanding how to deal with these situations. Okay.
And by the way, I like the guy who bangs out the three kids, gets married, and then makes the proclamation. Listen, there's nothing could hold.
I want to do my own thing.
I'm a lone wolf. Okay.
I don't want to feel like I'm in jail here.
Hey, baby, read the back of the silk jacket. You see, lone wolf. You see, that's not just
me.
Writing.
That's me.
The motto. That's the way I live my life. I like to bang other women. I like to smoke meth till all hours of the morning. I like to crash my buddy Stu's place. That's the way I operate.
Yeah. JJ, stop buying this BS. It's total BS.
Okay.
Total obfuscation. Just do not give in to this.
And no more kids, you geniuses.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. We're between, I can't even be employed as a janitor and crank out the three kids. What's wrong with everybody?
I imagine what mess that business is in, too, now.
She doesn't
look into that.
I imagine the house has a pine smell, though. That's the only redeeming quality of the whole call is that there's so many janitorial supplies kept in the entryway that it just it's like a pine forest when you open the door.
I worry he's going to combust with a crack pipe.
Oh. Jamie?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. What's up, Jamie?
I wonder if JJ's got a sister I can
name,
hook
Jamie.
Up with.
Hello?
What's up there, Jamie?
Hi. Me and my mom have been having problems lately, and I was recently just starting to hang out with a friend from work who is 26, and she didn't like the fact that he was 26, and I was always going over to his apartment, hanging out with him, and I guess she somehow ran a background check on him and found out a bunch of information about him.
I love your mom.
All good, right?
Yeah.
Why?
She's awesome.
What'd you find out about him?
How he was in jail from 18 to 22, and...
He's a bad egg.
How dare she? How dare she suggest you not hang around with a criminal?
Yeah. 18 to 22.
What was he in prison for?
Yeah.
I felt violated. Like, I think I should have... Like, I'm 18, I can make the right decision of who I hang out with.
Well, you didn't, Jamie, you didn't.
Speaking of violated, wait till he rapes you with a Miller bottle.
you went
violation.
I'll
teach
you.
No, it's bigger violation than Miller. I don't like Miller. Bud Light, it's like, I could see being raped with Bud Light or maybe a Miller Light, but the regular Miller, I don't like.
Bad times.
Why was he in prison?
Yeah, what was he in the joint for?
He hit somebody with his car and killed him.
Nice.
All right.
Well, everyone does that once in a while.
He served four years for it.
He did his time.
Yeah. And she just found out a bunch of crazy stuff about him, how his wife left him because she got crazy and fat on him, and how he's not paying child support for his kid, and he doesn't have a car to drive himself around.
Okay, so
crazy and fat.
This yeah. This has just been a whole string of misunderstandings and coincidences. Yeah. This guy's a delight, I'm sure.
And Jamie, Jamie really shows to have great judgment. And how dare mom question that judgment?
Yeah, yeah. Sounds like a good guy. You should get married.
Yeah, Jamie, you're gonna get crazy and fat if you stick with this guy.
Yeah, or crazy and fatter, really depends.
No, Jamie,
he's a delight.
Yeah, Jamie. Oh man, what happened?
I don't know. Well,
but mom's partly responsible for this.
Yeah,
sure
where's your dad?
My dad lives in Laughlin.
Yeah.
All right. Oh. I don't know if you guys have the equivalent of a Laughlin in Wales, it's bad times over there. My dad lives in Laughlin. It's like the title of a bad after school special. Yeah. Well, you know what I mean?
He actually lives in Bullhead City, which is kind of Laughlin. It's right across from the river.
Worse.
Sounds worse.
He's backtracking.
Worse.
Yeah. Sounds too late now.
Because really, that's just River City.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
he's got a business where he films drunken co-eds on spring break and then sells the tape back to them instead of putting it on, selling it to the guy from the
MTV.
Gone Wild. Yeah, so what does your dad do over there just because it'll be funny?
My dad doesn't work right now.
Right now.
Perfect.
Not right now. With Miller bottles.
Back injury.
I've been supporting him.
He's collecting Miller bottles.
Okay, so look, here's why I know your dad's not around, and here's what happens. You should hate your idiot dad.
But instead,
and maybe you do in your heart of hearts, but there's a part of you that just, you need him, you long for him, you wish he didn't abandon the family, abandon you, and move to a Bullhead. So instead, you take this anger and this rage, and you turn it toward your mom. Your mom is the one who's attempting to be a parent. Your dad left, got hooked up with some other broad, and is on a sofa in Bullhead City. Your mom is attempting to keep you out of trouble. Possibly
and the Trump,
from marrying a guy or getting hooked up with a guy like your dad.
And the trauma of dad having been there. Now, I really think sometimes trauma causes people to ritualize. I think all rituals are about reenacting trauma. And in Jamie's case, the trauma she's reenacting is an abandoning man in her life. And so she's going to find a bad abandoning guy and attach herself to it.
Yeah. And just meanwhile, like and then scream, I hate you, Mom. I'm going to move with Dad to Bullhead City. Meanwhile, Dad doesn't want her to come. Mm-hmm. And mom's doing the best she can, holding down a job, trying to raise a young Jamie. How dare you, Jamie?
Go, Mom. Bottom line is, your mom rocks, and this guy's a loser.
Your mom's right. Here's the whole thing about these things. If she goes and looks this guy's past up, and it turns out he won the Nobel Prize for Literature.
Then you can be mad at your mom.
And invented a new tie. It's an ascot. It's an ascot tie that they've actually named after him. Like the Windsor knot was named after Lord Windsor or something. Like they actually named a kerchief tie after him. Then you can go, see, you're wrong, Mom. I'm going over to Dudley's house.
Dudley.
Because that would be that guy's name.
Raleigh.
Sir Raleigh's house after work. But instead, you're going over to Stu's house. And
Steve,
that's the problem.
It's got to be a Steve.
No, it's Stu.
Jane, what's his name?
Tommy.
Tommy.
Oh, that's trouble.
That's a bad boy name.
Misunderstood
that
Tommy. Jeez, you run over a person, you beat on your wife
you
a little
kill
bit.
Kill somebody.
And all of a sudden, everyone's pointing the finger at you.
Life's a bitch.
All right. And the fact that he doesn't have a car is probably a good thing because it's like a guy who shot someone not having a gun.
I'm sure they won't let him get a license. He's reckless.
He has a license.
Yeah.
He can't afford a car.
Yeah.
Yeah, he can't afford a car.
Oh, that's good.
All right.
That's good.
Probably for the better.
It was a better place to have this car.
Listen to your mom, would you, for Christ's sake?
Yeah.
All right. Now, have fun. But look, don't get pregnant, goofball.
No.
Yeah.
Maybe he's a bad.
Yeah. All right. Enjoy. And wait, he works where you work?
He did work where I worked. He quit because we went off on a vacation.
All right.
Yeah.
Restaurant? They work at a restaurant.
But he quit.
Yeah,
Because he went away with a younger...
He was scheduled and we took...
Yeah, he was supposed to do a shift. Well, he didn't really quit.
Bartender or dishwasher or waiter?
He's a server. Yeah, a waiter.
Server.
Nice and responsible.
Fantastic. All right, the only thing that could make this guy worse is if he had if he had crabs in his eyebrows. I mean, he's jobless. He's got a couple prison tats.
He can't maintain a job.
Oh, my God.
He killed somebody.
I just love the fact that there's a large percentage of women in this country, and I don't know if you guys have them where you're from, where the worse shape you're in, the more attractive you are because of how effed up they are. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Like, well, how effed up their dad was.
Yeah. What a number their dad did on him. Yeah. I mean, that you're actually a guy with a record.
Hey, you're talking to Rock Band.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but they play instruments.
Yeah, but this is why they did this. Though.
Well, I...
To be that guy.
I know, but they have money in a bus that they rent.
Okay, all right.
They lease a bus.
You stole the money's in the bus.
The point is the idea that you have a criminal record, no transportation, and no job, and she will like you much more, be much more attracted to you than a guy with a gig and no criminal past.
Because girls are dumb.
Oh,
It's not about dumb.
Yeah. Oh, it helps. It helps. Sure.
Chrissy, 21. Chrissy?
Hey, how are you guys?
What's happening, baby doll?
Hey, Chrissy.
Okay, I have some advice to ask you guys, okay? I have a crush on my friend's little cousin, and I'm 21, but he's 17. He actually just turned 17, and I'm going to turn 22. Mm-hmm. And I was just wondering, should I act on my crush? Or, I mean, he knows how I feel. Like,
is he out of high school yet?
No, he's in his senior year in high school.
Yeah.
How does it feel to you?
We're about halfway in the senior year.
Yeah. How does that feel to you?
It feels fine. It's just, I mean, like, we can't, I mean, if anything were to ever happen, like, no one can ever know about it. So that's why I'm calling you guys, because, like, my friends would think I'm totally crazy because, you know, they're all into, like, the older guys, 30, 30.
Why do you feel it's fine, yet some part of you knows you'd have to hide this?
Well, just because, like, they're also, like, family friends and stuff, and I know, like, the parents and everyone would kind of look down on it and everything, so that's why I kind of feel like we have to hide it.
So doesn't that tell you don't feel perfectly fine about it?
Yeah, I don't feel perfectly fine about it.
Okay, that's right. Well, why don't you listen to that? Are you desperate for a guy?
Yeah. No.
A little bit.
Well, then go for a guy your own. You must be desperate. Well,
wait a minute.
22 and 17? Well, then forget
about
it. Well,
look, this guy could be a Dr. Drew at 17. Yeah.
If you saw me at 17.
Attractive, wise beyond his years.
You've seen those pictures, haven't you?
Yeah, Drew is a disaster. He's a mess. He's still a mess.
Wouldn't trust a guy that's together at 17. What were you like at 17?
I was like, hey, at 17, I'd lit a fart. And I was convinced boogers would burn, too, and I had focused on that because I was pretty much lost in my work.
Sterno boogers.
At that point, I was convinced. Hey, Chrissy.
Yes.
I'm going to give this a little more of a blessing than Drew, although I am sort of curious.
I'm not totally against it. I'm not totally against it.
Right, hold on.
But the fact that she knows she has to hide it, if she were honest about that impulse, she would know that's not the right thing to
do. Do you listen to your heart or do you listen to your head? You know, that's kind of the question here.
Her heart is the one telling her not to do it. It's her desperation that's letting her do it. It's her instincts say don't because I have to hide it. She knows it's the wrong thing to do. That's why she wants to hide it.
Well, but wait a second. It's a family. It's a situation where they're friends of the family and everyone knows each other.
Makes it that much more ridiculous.
No, but regardless of the age difference, you would keep a low pro on that one, too. Everybody does that when there's friends and there's a group and people have known each other for a while and somebody starts dating somebody. They always keep it under their hat for a while. It's always a little weird. Now, this is a little extra because she's a few years older. On the other hand, I kind of want to get back with what Drew was saying is she's 21. She's going to be 22 very soon. 22-year-old chick with something on the ball. What the
F is she doing with a 17, a high school student?
Yeah, it doesn't mean there's anything wrong. I mean, this guy may be an exceptional kid, but 22-year-old chicks who are cute and got something going for themselves are going out 28-year-old guys.
And by the way, a 17-year-old who is exceptional is pretty busy.
Oh, really?
You know what I'm saying?
She
would have to be an exceptional 22-year-old to even catch his attention, right?
And
if she were an exceptional 22-year-old, she'd be going out with 28-year-olds.
Yeah. And let me just say this to all the young lads who are listening who are in high school. You know, I spent the 3 years I did in high school dreaming of effing someone who was out of high school, like 21, 22. Now, all I do is think about effing high schoolers. You see what I'm saying? So the joke's on me.
I'm
now,
not sure I want to know this.
Well, the point is
joke is on you.
Nail high schoolers while you're in high school, and you can do it, you idiots.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
Not the same then, though.
Yeah, there's 20 years of thinking about nailing high schoolers, Drew. You understand?
No. I don't want to know.
You know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying.
I'm afraid I do.
Chrissy.
Hello?
Let's hear just a little bit more about this. Now there could be circumstances here, such as, did you have a boyfriend who was a little bit older and dumped you or broke your heart?
I broke up with him.
Oh, okay.
About 3-4 months ago.
That's a good answer.
Yeah.
You're attractive, yes?
Yes, I am. It's just, this guy, he hangs out with a bunch of older people. I mean, he's not like a young kid, you know, he's not.
All right. Give me your dimensions, if you don't mind, just because.
I'm about 5'6", I'm 115, 34B.
5'6", 115. And has a maniacal laugh. 5'6", 115, all right. And you're working, you're going to school?
Yes.
What?
Full-time both. Work, full-time school, both.
All right.
Northridge.
I give it my, what school are you going to? Valley?
No, I actually go to Pierce.
No, that's Valley West. That's like Valley. I went to Valley. It's a junior college. We make fun of those out here. They're not really. They're high schools with ashtrays, really. And nice.
I got into Santa Barbara, but I never went. Finally.
No, but you've been going to junior college for 5 years.
Don't worry about it.
You know
she's
though?
Skinny.
I took a break for a while. So
why?
My parents were going through a divorce. It was kind of hard with the whole thing.
That's what happened. Starting to come into focus.
Me and college were kind of the same, too, except my parents broke up when I was 7, but I was still devastated by the time I got to be in college. Yeah, Chrissy,
yes.
I'm all right with it. I give it my blessing. Do whatever you want.
Me too.
But listen, keep in mind, when you hook up with this guy, you can't screw around with him on a whim for 3 weeks and then dump him. You'll freak him out.
I know.
You know,
I think there's a possibility here. How old were you when your parents divorced?
It was just about 2 years ago. So what, like 19?
Okay. Yeah. All right. Quiet down, Drew. All right. And you think he likes you?
Do I think he likes me? Yeah, I know for sure.
Why?
Okay.
Why?
Why? Because he told someone, quote unquote, I would hit that.
Nice guy.
Wow.
Classy.
Right.
Exactly that's the kind of guy you should be with, Chrissy. That's great.
I've said that, and then they've like turned out was a dude. I'm just saying, it doesn't mean you're in love with the person because you point at him and go, I would hit that. And plus, he could have literally meant hit.
Yeah, you've done that with pelicans and things, Adam. I mean,
yeah.
You know, it's like...
I'm just I would hit that is not quite the ringing endorsement.
No.
I'm changing my mind rapidly about this.
You're building a dream on I would hit that, and what guy in high school wouldn't hit any 22-year-old? By the
anything.
Way,
anything, at
anything,
all. Skinny 22-year-old
guy. Pointed a knot hole in a fence.
Now we're back to Chrissy being desperate.
I would hit that.
Right?
I don't know.
A guy shows interest. She's in. He's 16. Who cares?
She dumped a guy, though.
I'd love to hear about that.
All right. I can't. You know, these callers are all your kids. For me, it's just a paycheck, Drew.
All right. let's go back, pee some more, and talk more football.
Oh, the mics are on?
When?
I thought we were in a break.
We are.
Oh, crap. Oh, that didn't get out on the air.
No.
Okay.
I wouldn't let you say something like
thank
that.
Thank Christ, because if the people thought that I really felt that way about them, my career would be over, Drew.
Yeah. I know you worry about stuff like that, I wouldn't let that happen.
Lost Prophets here tonight. We're going to hear Burn, right?
Burn.
And all that after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Lost Prophets are in here tonight. Lee, Jamie, and Ian.
Keeping you awakey.
Start something. Name of the CD, which is out on
Tuesday,
February 3rd. And we're going to hear Burn off it. And I'll take one call and then we'll do that.
Good.
Flew in, by the way, on a private jet from Houston last night.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember how windy it was in the valley yesterday and last night. I mean, it was gusting. Like, it was horrible. I mean, I got off the plane at 7 o'clock in the evening or 7:30 in the evening. I got off the plane and almost got knocked over.
Wow.
And then,
in Burbank?
In Van Nuys.
Van Nuys.
But it was the whole approach was just crazy. Oh, small plane and serious wind. I don't know why it wasn't windy where you were. Wasn't windy where you were?
No.
You're looking at me confused.
Yeah, no, but I'm taking your word
Pasadena?
For it. No, well, it wasn't.
It was all right.
But listen. Did you talk to? I was.
Oh, okay.
He was indoors.
You can see plants moving, though. You know,
Did you talk to the captain about it afterwards?
The curtains are closed.
You know what I mean? Did you talk to him afterwards and say, hey, was that rough?
Or? Yeah, I always have this. Here's the thing about pilots. Pilots are like two types. There's you're standing up and going to use the bathroom in front of the thing, and the guy opens the door and starts yelling at you until you sit down. Yeah. Or there's a guy who wants you to sit on his lap and like, go ahead and fly the plane. I don't mind. Yeah. There's two types. You never know which guy. I mean, like, I've had guys where I've walked into the plane, like on commercial planes, and they're like, hey, it's a man show guy. Hey, I used to fly F-4s and NAM. Hey, come on up. Sit down. Check it out. You know, you just stand around, like, fiddling with knobs and stuff. And then there are the guys... No, not the ejection seat.
No.
And then the guys that are just like, they get all weird on you. Sir, we're going to need your shit. And so the fear of the weirdo, sir, you're going to have to, guys, always keeps me in my seat.
Okay.
But whenever you do fly the
what kind of plane was it?
It was like a Gulfstream 4.
Ooh, oh, my goodness.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good times. Good times. And then speaking of flying, we're going right back to the phones. While I was... flying back on the Gulfstream 4, Dexter from The Offspring called and said, hey, when are we going flying?
Oh.
I was thinking to myself, a bad timing, because I just had an ass full of this stuff. Well, call him back. All right. He's got his own jet, that guy. You guys, you keep rocking like you're rocking. You get your own jets. You get your own jet.
One each.
Oh, you owe one each, really?
Yeah, yeah. Well, Offspring must have one each, because it's just Dexter that has his.
Dexter has five.
He has two, if you remember.
No, he has a prop.
We race on this.
I beg your pardon.
Yeah, we go prop jet racing. We have like F-14s.
Oh, you guys fly military jets.
Yeah, we don't mess around.
But we took the military like stripes off, and we just customize them without paint jobs.
Oh, all right. But do you have a carrier you take off of?
Yeah, sometimes when we're feeling dangerous.
And that's your own. That's your own carrier.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's parked in the garage.
It's got a nice flip on it.
It's just like a side thing.
I didn't know they would sell. I guess the military. I think we
built
army surplus.
We built it.
Oh, you did your own.
Yeah. They wouldn't sell it to us, so we
wow!
By watching Top Gun.
Little Dexter. Here's Lost Profits. Do a carrier
takeoffs. If you want to build you a plane, no problem.
He'll start talking a little more openly about his jet, I think.
Oh, Dexter. Yeah. Ryan?
Yeah?
You're 17.
Ryan, boy.
What's up?
I have a problem ejaculating during sex.
During sex?
Yeah.
Have you ever had sex?
Yes.
More than once?
What?
How many times?
I don't know.
Same girlfriend?
Yeah.
And you've tried this multiple times?
Yeah. I mean, with any type of sexual encounter at all. I've only had sexual encounters with two other girls, or one other girl, and I've only had sex with the girlfriend I have now, and I just have never ejaculated while I've been with a girl.
Are you on medication?
No. And I've never had a problem, I've never had a problem ejaculating while masturbating at all.
How long does it take you when you're masturbating?
15-20 minutes.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's a lifetime.
Adam, go to work.
Well, okay.
It's probably a good thing.
Wow, where do I start here? 15-20 minutes, and
where you should start his work, right? His training.
Yeah, we'd like to see that time.
Get down to about 2.5 minutes.
One Deep Purple song.
Yeah.
10 minutes. No, yeah.
One Lost Profits song.
2:40.
Two minutes 40.
That's what we timed it to. Boom, shala, bing.
Yeah, that's where you should start your work.
And here's the other thing, too. And this is a theory of mine, but I believe it to be true, which is if you have a little trouble with a lady, you should definitely masturbate in the position you're with when you're trying to have the orgasm, or the position that you're in when you're trying to have the orgasm with the lady. Meaning... if you're used to beating off in the shower, for instance, hot water running on your back, you stand there holding on to the soap dish, and then you get on top of your girlfriend, your balls are in a totally different position. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
It's you're spinning in space.
But he also needs to shave quite a bit out of his
Now, here's what you do, though. if you, for instance, masturbate on your back, is that the way you do it? You lie down on your back?
Yeah, usually, or I'm sitting down.
Sitting down. I like the sitting down guy. Too. Okay.
Relax.
If you do it, okay, so here's what I'll do. Here's what I'll do. And I know this sounds horrible, but you lie on your back and you masturbate and you focus a little and you see if you can get that time down to 4, 5, 6 minutes, something like that. Then you have sex with your girlfriend, whatever it is, but when it's time to really go for it, lie down on your back again, get her on top, and pretend like you're masturbating, but there's some real boobies to look at. See? That's what I do.
Very romantic.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm moved.
It's great.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
There we go.
Then it'll work.
Song.
Should I hear a song from Lost Prophets?
Yeah.
All right. Queued up there, Chris? Yep. This one's called Burn, Burn.
On that note.
For you in studio tonight. The CD, by the way, is coming out on the 3rd. That's this Wednesday. I'm sorry.
Tuesday.
It's called Start Something.
It's not bad at all.
And we will take one call.
Sure.
Go to break?
Yeah.
Okay. Dad was away on business when she was younger.
Look at the wait. Now, the wait number's there.
It's been a hold for 118 minutes.
There you go.
Well, Drew, maybe if you'd stop talking about yourself so much, we'd get some of these calls in. Laura?
Yeah, hi.
I'm sorry about Drew, honey. Go ahead.
That's okay. Okay, well, first of all, I'd like to say that I saw you guys at Stanford, and that was really cool.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Have fun up there.
That's a non-junior college we have out here.
California.
Yes. Go ahead, Laura.
Okay. Well, my dad was away on business, like, a lot, and I didn't really know him until I was, like, 8. And now I'm really, like, antisocial and really shy and stuff, and I don't know. I was wondering...
Well, you don't mean antisocial. You mean shy. Antisocial is not shy.
Well,
antisocial is oppositional and angry. And
yeah, I think people use it...
You mean shy.
Yeah, well, or they call it social phobias or
social
something like that.
That's
well,
sure.
Yeah, but I do get like really nervous around crowds and stuff.
Yeah, right. Antisocial is one of the things they are not as nervous.
Okay.
Yeah, we wish they'd be a little nervous
exactly.
when they're beating us up.
Exactly.
Okay, so here's the thing. Hey, your dad being away when you were a kid, probably not as big a factor as you think.
Yeah.
I mean, not a great thing, but... Well, probably not to do with this. So
less to do with your sort of character makeup as much as who you are and what you're going to be attracted to in relationships.
All right, well,
that's where it's going to play itself out more.
Let's delve into this for a second. Laura's been she's been on hold for 118 minutes.
You can put her back on hold?
That's enough.
Yeah,
her.
Okay.
She's been on the air for a minute and a half.
That's nice.
But it brings up a good question, which is, does anyone feel that much different than they ever did, really? And what can you do to combat these things? And if you do combat these things, like, okay, if somebody, they're nervous about public speaking. They're nervous about doing certain things in interaction with society. So one might say, okay, well, you got to get over that now. You got to go out and do these things and conquer these fears. And then you get people who do that. They still feel the same. They did, but just sort of get used to doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Which
is
still
that.
Fine, and then you just become, it's like, well, who cares if you're scared of X, Y, or Z if it's not holding you back? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you get people that overcompensate, like Oprah or something, and now now we're all effed. Now that screws. Now, that's too much. But you know what I'm saying? Like, should Laura, instead of thinking for reasons, looking for reasons as to why it's not working out, just start going, look, I'm going to make a point to meet somebody once a week.
It depends on the symptom. If it's just about being able to be social, then yeah. If it's just a specific phobia, yeah, I agree with you. But if it is that she can't be available in a relationship, she can't open, can't be vulnerable, can't connect, that's a different thing. That's a brain mechanism that may not even be there.
Okay, Drew, I'm scared you're going to punch your mic again.
I'm getting close.
I know, I'm saying just keep the hands out.
Okay, that's why you sit like this.
Yeah. What are you, Italian? No, you're like albino, so stop talking with your hands. Put your hands in your pocket.
That's what I'm doing.
You make me nervous when you're I know, like you're conducting an orchestra. He punches the mic every night. Every night. He just did it. He's quiet. He thinks I don't notice, but I know.
Oh, I didn't notice.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. If it is that she the parts of her are not able to enter into a relationship, that is time for therapy. But if it's a behavioral issue or a isolated specific symptom, then it's something I agree with you. Just get over it.
And what about in general? And I agree, if somebody needs medication, they need medication. But just in general, people making these proclamations like, hey, I'm not this kind of guy, right? You know, that's like what people do with foods. Like, I don't like that Indian food, or I don't eat mushrooms, or I'm not a liver guy, whatever. They make these proclamations, and then they just, their whole life goes by, and they never take another, the last bite of whatever it is was when they were 14.
Right.
But now they're 63, and they successfully
steered around. The proclamation should be, I'm not willing to change. That's the proclamation they're making.
Yeah. Now, look. I don't like liver, so why should I eat liver? But on the other hand, it's not a problem. You know what I mean?
So I'm not willing to change.
Okay, but there are certain things I guess I need to change.
That's right.
I mean, not me. I mean,
I mean you.
One. All right. Lost Prophets here tonight. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Love line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Lost Prophets in here tonight. The CD Start Something is coming out on Tuesday. And we're just listening a little Deep Purple. You know, fire up that Deep Purple. Can we do a plan in here?
Oh,
there you go. This is the original Burn because Burn remind me of Burn. I say this is the number one air drum song, maybe of our generation, bro.
Nobody cares about our generation.
But look at this air drumming. All right.
Wicked drumming.
Yeah, that's I think it's Ian Pace.
Good name.
Pace, good name for drummer, right?
Yes, for the Ian. The Ian part.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you too, yeah. But all right, yeah, that's good. I'll keep a nice sense. But don't turn it all the way off. We gotta. There we go.
That's a chorus. There's some harmonies. Yeah.
9 million harmonies.
And don't worry, this song's going to be going well after the show.
So are we done? Are we done with Laura?
First song,
and it's
right?
Laura's show. Yeah. Are we done with Laura?
Oh, yeah, we are. Hey, Laura.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hello.
You in a Deep Purple at all? Watch it, buddy.
Just punching stuff.
You made it skip by punching the console.
That's crazy.
Wow, what do you expect?
Do it again.
Now only Drew can do it.
No,
right,
whoa,
that's enough.
Lost the power.
Hey, Laura?
Oh, yeah.
Laura?
Yeah, sorry.
All right.
She was listening.
All right. We're done. We gave you the information.
Yeah, just...
Wait, I have one more thing to ask.
All right.
Yeah?
I was wondering why I would be, like, really attracted to abused guys. Just...
Abused guys?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It's something about them being really vulnerable, but, like...
Yeah, I think most... 15-year-old girls got a little of that save them in it. Yeah, unless is retain care of someone when you're a kid?
The mother and thing. Your mom?
Sorry, what?
Is your mom kind of an injured person?
Sorry, I can't hear you.
All right, well, I'm sorry. We got to focus on Deep Purple. Turn out the drums coming. if you're gonna call and you're gonna get a question about Deep Purple or Burn or something off the live album or something like that, or maybe a question about Ian Pace or something like that. But she's going to start asking personal questions, Drew.
She's really insensitive to us.
Yeah. Now, see this?
With the fast bit.
Yeah, who's playing the guitar here?
A guitar solo.
You're going to get in trouble for this.
This is cool. Don't worry about it.
This is a good solo.
It's a good solo, yeah. Right? Look.
The keyboard solo is coming up.
Yeah, it was coming up.
The Lost Prophet.
This is the best bit. It sounds like someone else. And I can't think what it is.
Yeah, who it is? It sounds like Deep Purple.
No, this is not something. Another song. Yeah. What is that?
Screw Patrick.
I don't know. It'll come to me like in 3 weeks.
Uberstein. It's too macho for Uberstein.
It's good from
it. Gay.
You gotta go up.
Let's talk to Patrick. 2 minutes. Talk to Patrick. Come on, suck Patrick.
How many people don't get a chance to hear good classic rock anymore?
We just play this on repeat.
Patrick?
Hello?
What's happening?
Patrick Way.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, Pat?
What's your question, buddy?
I'm joining the Marines in about 4 months.
Now, you got to go up a little on this, Chris. You just watch my hand. You know?
Okay.
All right. There we go. Yeah. That's good. Go ahead.
Cool. All right, so I'm joining the Marines in about 4 months. Mm-hmm. And I haven't told my parents yet, and I don't plan on telling them till the day I ship out.
Right. Whoa. That's not nice to them, is it?
Yeah, well, like, it's just, I have a lot of, there's six siblings in my family, so I have three brothers and two sisters. And my brothers are really against the military.
Your brothers?
Yes, sir. My brother lives, like, 5 minutes away from me. My parents are, like, 6 hours away from me. And my brother, Jimmy, he's really against the military, and he talked me out of it before. And so I'm just...
All right, let's see this. Is this what we give up Deep Purple for this?
Yes.
Long-winded ambling?
Come on, this is important.
All right.
So what exactly is the question?
Join the military and tell your parents you're going.
Oh, I was wondering, do you think I should tell them, like, now, or do you think it's cool if I wait, you know?
I think it's a little cruel to them to wait too long. If it's something you're 19, you decide to do, that's one thing. But to sort of hide it from them and then spring it on them is a little cruel.
Don't tell them, we will.
Give them a heads up. All right, now back up the music, Chris. This is big drumming here, big crescendo here. You guys could cover this, you know?
I think we can do. Yeah. It's on.
They got to think air drum when you're listening to this song. That's all I'm saying. It's fine. This guy really goes nuts.
Speaking of going nuts, I'm watching Ant have a panic attack.
The show's over.
No kidding. In more ways than one.
Sunday night freeform, girl. Come on, buddy. It's the band's fault for bringing Burn in.
You're right. And you had to educate them about it.
Yeah, see?
The historical context which their song is being rendered. I understand.
Just blame it on us.
Yeah, might as well just go out or something.
We have no choice because we are now going out.
Yeah, well, so what?
This song's worth it, though.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yes. And it's long.
Yeah, maybe we'll move some Deep Purple CDs.
There'll be a resurgence in sales next week.
Yeah, we'll go out right when it goes out. Yep, that's true.
Back with lost profits.
Well, everybody, that's the show. I thank Lost Profits for coming in here.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Joining in our fun. Yeah.
It was surreal.
Come back anytime you like. Start something. Name of the CD, February 3rd. That is this Tuesday. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.